ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 22, Text Number 25. Yada kathachij jivatma saṃsaraṃ nijakaramabhi nāna jonishu Anisho yam paurishim gatim avrajat yadahi kadachis jivatma jada kadachis jivatma sangsarandija karmavihi saṃsāraṁ nija karma bhihi nāna jonisho anisho yam nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat paurushim gatim avrajat Yada kadachis jivatma saṃsara nija karma bhihi nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat Nija karma bhihi nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat yada kadachis jivātmā saṃsaraṁ nija karma bhihi Jada kadachis jivatma saṃsaraṁ nija karma bhihi nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat yada kadachis jivatma saṃsara nija karma bhihi nāna jonisho anisho yam Ladies, yada kadachit jivatma saṃsara nija karma bhihi Nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat Go ahead. Yada kadachis jivatma saṃsaraṁ nija karma bhihi Nāna jonisho anisho yam paurushim gatim avrajat yada when kadachit sometimes jiva atma the living entity Sangsaran, rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Nija karma bihi, because of his own fruitive activities. Nana jonishu, in different species of life. Anishaha, not independent. Completely under the control of material nature. I am this living entity. Parushim gatim, the situation of being human. Abrajat, wants to obtain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. While rotating in the cycle of birth and death, again and again in different species, because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity, by good fortune, may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. Please repeat. While rotating in the cycle of birth and death, again and again, in different species, because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity, by good fortune, may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. Thus, it is not always a fact that a living being's loss of all opulence is a sign of the Supreme Lord's mercy upon him. The Lord can act any way he likes. He may take away one's opulence or he may not. There are varieties of forms of life, and the Lord treats them according to the circumstances as he chooses. Generally, it is to be understood that the human form of life is one of great responsibility. Purushak pakriti stohi bhunkte pakriti janganan karanam guna sangasya sarasa joni janmasu. The living entity in material nature follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Bhagavad Gita 13:22. After thus rotating through many, many forms of life in the cycle of birth and death, the living being gets a chance for a human form. Therefore, every human being, especially one belonging to a civilized nation or culture, must be extremely responsible in his activities. He should not risk degradation in the next life, because the body will change. Tata dehantara praptir. We should be extremely careful. To see to the proper use of life is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. The foolish living entity declares freedom from all control, but factually he is not free. He is fully under the control of material nature. He must therefore be most careful and responsible in the activities of his life. Om Gyanati Nirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmulitam Jena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Gum Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yagripadam Hambandi Sigurum Dhinataharanam. While rotating in the cycle of birth and death again and again in different species because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity by good fortune may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. So, who's speaking here, by the way? Vamanadeva, yes, Vamanadeva speaking. And the Lord begins here very nicely by explaining how the living entity has been rotating for countless lives. Brahmanda Brahmete Kona Bhagyavanji, the Vedic literatures describe how the living entity has been traveling for quite some time. Sometimes people like to go on long road trips. That is a long road trip. Going through millions and millions of lifetimes, millions and millions of forms of life. This is all due to their desire for fruitive activities, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport. The living entity thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. So as long as we're associating with this material nature, there's no doubt we have to continue on this road trip. And we're subject to those laws. It's just like when you get out on the highway, you can't just drive any direction you want to go. I think I'll go on the left side today, or I think I'll speed up. I think I'll go left or right like this. It doesn't work like that. There's certain rules and laws that are that one is subject to. As long as you're in that vehicle, you're subject to certain rules and regulations. So similarly, the living entity, as long as we're embodied within this vehicle, we're subject to certain rules and regulations, not that we're independent, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that the personality of Godhead is independent, but we're dependent. Krishna is independent in that he is not controlled. Na sadayati mam jogo, na sankhyam dharma Uddhava. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava in the 11th canto, and he tells Uddhava that that he's not controlled, or that he's not subject, specifically not controlled by the mystics. The mystic yogis are endeavoring, like anything, to become controllers. Still, they're subject to a certain rules, certain regulations, as are the Sankhya yogis. They may analyze the material world and try and figure out how things are operating in the universe, or one may be engaged in certain karmic activities. The Vedic literatures give instructions in how one can perform certain pious activities so that you can attain certain opulences, certain levels of sense gratification. One can study the Vedic literatures in great depth, trying to somehow or other understand the Absolute Truth. But the personality of Godhead is independent, as Prabhupada points out here. He's not dependent on having to perform some kind of austerity or a mystic yoga or tapasya or some kind of renunciation. He's complete in himself. Although that verse explains that the personality of Godhead is controlled by devotion. Yata bhakti mamorjita. Krishna is under the control of one who is engaged in devotional service according to their bhakti Krishna reciprocates. But otherwise, the personality of Godhead is fully independent. Thus, it is to be not always a fact that the living being's loss of all opulence is a sign of the Supreme Lord's mercy upon him. So it's not that Krishna, it's not that always something may come upon us, some opulence or some misery, that Krishna is directly involved. Instead, it, as Prabhupada quotes in this out of the Bhagavad Gita, it's due to his association with material nature that sometimes we fall into difficult times, and there's some struggle in life. Or sometimes one is very successful in certain work or a certain point, certain activity. So it's not necessarily that Krishna is directly involved, but instead he can do as he likes, as Prabhupada points out here. He can do as he likes. He may take away one's opulence or he may not. I was reading one article. There was a discussion between the Pope and some young girl. I think it was in the Philippines. And she was asking him, why do... why are these terrible things happening to our country or our community or family? I think it was just after some recent disaster they had there. Maybe Balaram, you may know it. Yeah, they had some typhoon or something, and it destroyed this whole area. And so when he went down there, he tried to console them. And this young little girl, she's just, you know, in single digits. She asks him, why are such these things happening? How could God let this happen to us? And his answer was that, I can't tell you why, because I don't know. But at least we can start by crying together. The reality is that unless one is truly in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, we can't know how God works. Not even a small fraction. Just after the Trade Center disaster, there was a comment, an interview between there was an account given by a rabbi. One of the persons who perished in that disaster was in the Trade Center, and he called his rabbi and asked him if he should pray. And the rabbi said, no, don't waste your time. Just call your relatives and friends and tell them goodbye. as if this is an answer. So the reality is that the personality of Godhead is independent, and he can't be understood by mundane scholarship or by the practice of mystic yoga or Sankhya or austerities or tapasvis. Instead, he acts as he likes, and he's independent. As Prabhupada points out here, there are varieties of forms of life, and the Lord treats them according to circumstances as he chooses. So as the Supreme Lord desires, we may be successful in some stage of life, and other times we may have to struggle. But know for certain that one who is engaged in devotional service, the personality of Godhead is taking care. We know that for sure. Krishna explains that. But this human form of life is, especially as Prabhupada is pointing out here very nicely in the purport, is to be understood to be one of great responsibility, especially in the human form of life. One has a great responsibility. Again, it's not that anyone makes a deal if an animal walks on this side of the street or goes inside of, does so many things, whatever, people don't really pay too much attention. But if a human being were to do that, everyone gets quite disturbed. So the human form of life is a an opportunity, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, to do something special. The Bhagavatam also mentions in the 11th canto, there's again a very wonderful verse. Labdhasva durlabham idam bahu sambhavante, that this human form of life is very rarely obtained. After many, many births and deaths, it's not that we've been here just for a short period of time. We've been here for many, many lifetimes, and now we're so fortunate to have a human birth, and maybe even more fortunate to be living in a sort of a civilized society. It's a great opportunity. So it's very rarely obtained. And although it's temporary, there's no doubt this body is temporary. It's not that we can hold on to it no matter how we, whatever cosmetics we may try to use on it. It's ultimately it perishes. But it's a great tool. And it affords one the opportunity of the highest perfection, to attain the highest perfection, and that is a Krishna consciousness or self-realization. So one who's sober, the verse explains, one who's a sober human being should endeavor quickly. Not that we waste any time. People are engaged in so many frivolous activities in the world. And in the name of art or in the name of music, I think they recently had something last night, right? The music awards. People spend hours and hours, years and years meaningless activities, creating all sorts of meaningless songs about the same thing. The Bhagavatam tells us it's punak punak sarvita charvananam, it's the same chewing the chewed. But they rack their brains to try and create some kind of song, some kind of melody, but it's all the same thing. Create some piece of work that they consider art. I was just talking to my daughter, and she was showing me a picture of They went to the museum yesterday, the L.A., I guess, what's it called? The Museum of Art. And she showed me one picture that was supposed to be art, and it was two canvases, and they were blank, right next to each other. And you're supposed to figure out what it means. You're supposed to figure out what it means. I was confused, seriously. I didn't know what to think. I guess you can just create your own idea. Again, that's the idea, right? Contemporary art is all about how you appreciate it or how it resonates with you. So, it's all, again, mental speculation. It's all temporary. It's all mental speculation. So, instead, one should endeavor quickly. We shouldn't waste any time on these useless activities. And instead should use this body to attain ultimate perfection before it falls dead. Before it falls dead. And we know what that means. At any point, this human form of life can be finished. So there's a great responsibility that that's there, along with having had been given this opportunity. There's a certain responsibility. Devarshir, what is that verse? Buddhapta ninam patrinam nakinkaro nayam nari charajan. That we have certain obligations, certain responsibilities. There's responsibilities to the devas and the rishis. The devas are giving certain benefits, certain opulences, certain enjoyments. The rishis are certainly giving us information, knowledge of the absolute, self-realization. We have an obligation to them. There's certain responsibilities. As Prabhupada is pointing out here, this human form of life is it's a responsibility. One has a great responsibility. So we have an obligation to the devas, the rishis, the ordinary entities, the family and relatives, friends and relatives, ninam, the ordinary men. There's individuals who are offering us so many services, whether they're protecting us or whether they're offering some occupation or whether they're offering some opportunity in life. We have an obligation to them, a responsibility to them. What to speak of the pitris, the forefathers. So, again, all of this is connected to this human form of life, which is a great responsibility. And to not utilize it for its highest benefit is a great it's a great loss. It's very unfortunate. And if one doesn't tend to it properly, again, as Prabhupada is pointing out here in the purport, one ends up rotating over and over and over through many, many forms of life. Therefore, every human being, especially one belonging to a civilized nation or culture, must be extremely responsible in his activities. He should not risk degradation in the next life. We should be extremely careful. In other words, one has to pay attention. We have to pay attention to what we're doing. It's just like in the ordinary course of activities, you have to pay attention to whether it's your work or your music or whatever you may be doing in life. You have to pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, it's very it creates problems. So, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, we should be extremely careful. In other words, pay attention, because to see to the proper use of life is the purpose of the human form of life, and it's the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. The foolish living entity declares freedom from all control, right? Ishvaraham aham bhogi, siroham balavan sukhi. The foolish persons are considering themselves to be the lord of everything. They're the enjoyer, they're perfect, they're powerful, they're happy. But in reality, as Prabhupada points out here, he is fully under the control of material nature. He must therefore be most careful and responsible in the activities of life. Again, this human form of life is a great opportunity. Just like even in a normal life, in the course of life, we're all looking for some opportunity. People are always discussion is there. All he needed was an opportunity, and he would become successful. He would be very famous or whatever. The opportunity is now at hand. It's right in front of us. We have this human form of life. It's a great opportunity to do something very special. It's an opportunity to do something very special, and that is finish this repetition of this cycle of birth and death. It's a great, great opportunity, and if we don't take advantage of it, it's really unfortunate. So, as Prabhupada points out here, right at the end of his purport, that is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, to teach people how important this human form of life is, and how to actually become free and happy. So, and are there any questions or comments? Yes, Balaram.
I just wanted to relate that 4 days ago, I have a god brother in the Philippines, and he was in a hospital, and he was in a deathbed, and he already accepted he's leaving his body. He left his body yesterday, and it brings me to when I was young. There's a Catholic priest. Every time there's a death. These Catholic priests would say, so what would you do if you're in your deathbed? Then, if you're dying, you have to be very nice with everyone, because it is your last day. So, as Krishna devotees, we know that this happened to our Mahajan, Parikshit Maharaj. He was cursed today in that 7 days. So everyone became serious and listened to the Bhagavatam. He asked all the beautiful questions. That's why the Bhagavatam is pure of nectar. So actually, but our devotees, like devotees in here in Kali Yuga, we are. And sometimes we just dilly-dally. We don't take it serious. Maybe I can postpone it. But everyone is dying. We are dying. So everyone acts according to the realization. So that's, it's your life. Everyone has free will. But we have to close. The technique closing, it's your life.
Yeah, we have to, our business is to teach people, our business is to close the deal. Our business is to teach people how to close the deal. Wrap it up and move out, move along. Any other comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavatam ki jai.
Gracias.